into our midst today.
Let's just stand for the King of Glory. Let's just stand. Hallelujah. You may not see the invisible one, but the King of Glory is here. Let's just stand. Mashakaya.
It's all about you. Jesus, and all this is for you. For your glory and your fame, it's not about me. As if you should do things my way, 'cause you alone are God, and I surrender to your way.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Candace. That was good. I like that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
She always picks out a really good song and always sings it really well, doesn't she? I mean, it's just like, you know, you can rely on Candace. She always comes through, boy, I tell you. She's really, really good. Okay, I think everyone's got one of these from last week. Well, you don't. But really, we're not going to, I don't plan to spend a lot of time on that anyway. Kind of interested in what you've been getting. We got the Old Testament, we got the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Right? We got the law. We got Jesus teaching. Right? Yeah. So we've been talking about this for several weeks now. And we talked about how the big struggle, as you read through the New Testament, and you read through Acts, even the letters, the big struggle was the law or the New Testament. You know, how much of the law did we retain in the New Covenant? All right? Paul had a big controversy with that, with the Jewish folks that became Christians, became believers, in that they wanted to keep some of the Jewish customs and tell others to keep those Jewish customs. And so Paul had a real problem with them. He's got big controversy. He's always arguing with them. He says, no, this is a New Testament. This is a new way. We don't need to bring in a bunch of stuff from the old way into the new way. This is a new way. So, what are some of the things, I wanted to talk to you, give you a chance to talk. What are some things from the law that you've gotten free from? Okay? What are some things that, you know, that you're doing now, today, that you didn't do when you were 20 or whatever, that you've gotten freedom from? You're walking the new covenant. You're walking in the new way.
Well, Ray, I didn't see anybody bring any animals in here.
Oh. There you
so
go.
The animal sacrifice. Thank God.
What's this bleeding of goats? Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was just thinking about that today, you know, this morning actually, as I was sitting there, and how Jesus had a real problem with the Jews and the priest, because he would say, he would have the, what they did, they had a racket going in the temple. They had a racket going, all right? And these were not righteous priests. These were greedy priests.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you brought an animal to be sacrificed, then the priest would come out and he would examine that animal. He would examine that sheep or whatever to make sure it was perfect. It had no blemish on it anywhere. Okay? And then if he accepted it as okay, then, you know, you could take that sheep, you would put it on the altar, and then, you know, you would take a goodly portion. The priest would take his portion, but, you would take most of it back and you would eat it. So when the people would come, especially if you were well off, okay, bring a nice sheep, and out of all the sheep that you had, you found one that had no blemishes, right? And you would bring it in, and the priest would take the animal, and he would check it, and then he would find something. He would find something wrong with that sheep or that calf. Even though it was, he would find something he could point to and say, no, that's a blemish, you know. This won't do. But I know you've come a long way. You brought this sheep. I tell you what. We've got some sheep over here in the back that have been checked, and they're approved. Uh-huh. And you can buy one of these sheep from us, and you won't have to you know, be without, you know. And so he would sell one of their sheep, which didn't look nearly as good as that, not nearly as fat and good, for an exorbitant price.
Yeah.
Wow. Way more than the sheep was worth, you see. And so they bring in the sheep, and it's like not nearly as good as that sheep. And probably had more blemishes than that one did. But, you know, he had been blessed by the priest, and he had been cleared, the sheep had. So you've paid this exact exorbitant price, you know, to get this sheep. And, of course, guess who pockets the money, right? The priest does. You know, so they had a little racket going. And so Jesus had a real problem. You might wonder why he fashioned a whip and drove out the money changers. And that was just part of it, buddy. Yeah, I mean, if he'd let him in there with the rest of them, woo, that would have been something. But, yeah. That's one of the things. Anything else that y'all can think of? Maybe that we're doing differently.
What you eat.
What you eat. Good. That's good.
You don't have to be as you don't have to scrutinize what you eat.
Right. You don't have to scrutinize what you eat. The Jews had all kinds of dietary restrictions, if you will. And even today, they have their own foods that have to be, what's the word? Another word? Kosher.
Yeah.
Kosher. Got to have kosher stuff. We don't see that much in our supermarkets, okay? But where you have a lot of Jews living, you'll see sections. You know, you'll have labels. This is kosher.
Yeah.
And what? Well, how do they do that? Well, they have someone who, I guess, is trained, a Jewish rabbi or whatever, that goes in and examines the place where the food is being made. All right? And if he's satisfied that nothing unclean, no unclean animal or whatever is touching that food as it's being produced and put into his package, then he'll say, okay, he'd get my stamp of approval by the kosher council or whatever, you know. And it stamps kosher. They can actually put the name kosher on there, and they can sell it, and the Jews know it's safe to buy this food and eat it. And we as Christians do the same thing, right? No, we don't. We eat anything, you know. We'll eat a hot dog at the ballpark. I mean, we'll eat anything, you know. That's another thing we don't do. Our dietary things, you know, we are free to eat all foods. And what tells us that we're free to eat all foods? You remember, there's a Bible passage that tells us this. Who's that?
Peter spoke about that, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a dream, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He had a dream, the sheep being let down, yeah. You know, on the sheet, mm-hmm. were all kinds of animals, clean and unclean. Mm-hmm. He had a voice telling, you know, rise, Peter, kill and eat.
Yeah.
Remember that? Three times it came down. And each time Peter said, no, Lord, you know, I don't eat anything unclean.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking, like a Jew? Yeah. You're thinking like the Old Testament. And then what did the voice say? You remember what he said?
Just lay and eat.
Yes, lay and eat, yeah. And when Peter said he wouldn't want to eat it, what did the voice say? What I call clean, don't you call unclean.
Right, yeah.
What I call clean, don't you call unclean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, that's kind of a strange thing, isn't it? I always thought that was kind of strange. Because before it was unclean, but now he's calling it clean.
Yep.
Oh, time for a mind change. Right? We got to change our minds to leave the old covenant and go into the new covenant. We got to change our minds. And that's what happens whenever you move from the old covenant into the new covenant, old covenant thinking to new covenant thinking, it requires a change of our minds. Okay? And it all boils around that one thing. What I say.
Mm-hmm.
What I say. Not what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you're used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say. If I say is clean, mm-hmm. it's clean.
Yeah.
Don't you call it unclean.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the whole, that, to me, that's the big thing that you get out of the Mount of Transfiguration. Mm-hmm. Jesus is up there. He's with Moses and Elijah. Mm-hmm. Moses represents the law. Mm-hmm. Elijah represents the prophets. Mm-hmm. Right? So the law and the prophets, those two together,
yeah,
that makes up the Old Testament, mm-hmm, the Old Covenant. All right? All the teachings. Mm-hmm. And they're talking with Jesus. All right? He's New Covenant. Peter, John, and James, they wake up. They see it. They recognize. Somehow they recognize Moses and Elijah. Mm-hmm. And they see Jesus. And they say, Peter says, you know, let's make some shelters here. For y'all, so you won't have to stand out in the hot sun, you know, for you and Moses and Elijah. And what happens?
A voice from heaven, the Father. Mm-hmm. Say, hear ye my son and not Peter.
Yeah. This is my beloved son. This is not the law. This is not the prophets. This is my beloved son. Mm-hmm. Listen to him.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Moses. Don't listen to Elijah anymore. Listen to him.
Yeah.
This is the way we're going to do things now. Mm-hmm. Listen to him. Right? We read in Hebrews how, you know, Moses got the law from angels. All right? But in these days, God has revealed himself by his
son.
His son. Listen to what he says.
Amen.
Do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever disagrees with what he says, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Right? And do what Jesus says. Follow his way. Amen?
Amen.
That is the New Testament. That is the New Covenant. Faithless. That is the better way.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Faithless to God.
Faithless to God.
And he's the Son of God.
Yeah. Yeah. So we walk in the ways that Jesus said, right? So if you look at this, you know, I've got two lists here. One on the left, one on the right. On the one on the left, we see mighty works. All right? And we talked about these briefly last time. We talked about the people that conquered kingdoms, they enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight, and received back their dead by resurrection. Well, gee, that was Old Testament. But we got a better covenant. Mm-hmm. Well, how's our covenant better than doing this stuff?
It's much better.
How is it better than this stuff? You know.
Jesus stepped in.
Mm-hmm. He finished it. He fulfilled them all.
Okay.
And he made the things that's in the law we have in Christ. We don't have to have sacrifices anymore. He's the sacrifice. Once and for all.
Yeah. I tell you one way that I see, as I read through Acts, all right? As I read through Acts, and people would go, like Philip would go, or whoever would go into an area. And like Philip went into an area and he spoke the word of God. He spoke, taught the kingdom, taught Jesus, okay? And Philip, as he was in there in Samaria, he was teaching. He also did mighty works. And I see a difference in these mighty works were done, okay? They impressed people, all right? And so people went, ooh, there's a God. There's a God, you know, they're impressed. But when Philip spoke the good news, the kingdom of God is here, the people were impressed. They believed him. They believed Jesus. But, you know, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. They believed. They saw the mighty miracles. They believed. But that wasn't enough. Because when word got back to the apostles back in Jerusalem, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. And when Peter and John got there, they said, well, Philip, you're doing pretty good. You're speaking the word of God. You're telling about the kingdom of God. You're telling the good news. That's good. Don't have anything to add to that. You're doing the miracles, healing people, casting out demons. Mm-hmm. Did real good. Don't have anything to add to that. But one thing that they did add to it, what Philip had done, what was that? Remember?
They laid hands on them so they could receive the Holy Spirit.
That's right. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference. Now we've got Emmanuel. God with us. The Holy Spirit, the seal of our salvation, the guarantee of our inheritance. That's the difference. That's the big difference you'll always see between the New Testament and the Old Testament. Okay? The Holy Spirit comes to dwell with us, to abide with us. Okay? We're told to abide in the vine. Right? Because without Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, nothing is impossible with God, right? If you got God with you, nothing's impossible. And that's what we got. We've got God in us. Amen? That's cool. That is cool. That's the difference.
Amen.
The difference is the difference in the new covenant is the Holy Spirit is with us. He's with us. Jesus said, all power, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth.
Amen.
Go ye therefore and do the things I tell you to do. Make disciples, teaching them to observe all the things that I have told you to do. Mm-hmm. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And he says, and listen to this closely. Lo.
Yeah.
Lo, that's what lo means. And listen to this very closely. I am with you always.
Amen.
Even to the end. I am with you. I am with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. That is the better covenant.
Yeah.
That is the better covenant. That's what Gideon wanted. He hung out the fleece. I want to know, wherever I go, are you going to be with me? If I go right or I go left, I want to know that you're going to be with me before I go out of the battle. But if I know you're with me, I don't care how many people I got. If you're with me, I'm a majority. I'm going to win. So Gideon hung out the fleece, and God sure enough showed up with the fleece, right? And he knew that God's going to be with me. And he said, I don't care if I have to send everybody back. 300 men is enough to take on thousands. He says, I don't care because I know I got God with me.
Yeah.
Right? If you got God with you, and you will do, you don't have to worry about it. You and him are well able to handle anything come along. Amen? That's the better covenant. That's the better covenant, always. We don't just see a few things. We can see these things every day in our lives.
Yeah.
We can see miracles as we walk. We can perform miracles. Amen? So, yeah, we got to be abased. There's that second column over there. I still haven't gotten to. But, yeah, we can be abased. We can be tortured and get mocked. Well, we get a lot of that, don't we? Flogging and suffer chains and imprisonment and stoned and all that. Sawn into, all these kinds of things. But we sometimes just abase ourselves, don't we? We just drink water instead of tea. And it's better for us. But, you know. What's water? What's tea compared to some of the miracles God can do through us?
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you that we have a gathering. We have a better covenant. That we can walk in victory, knowing that nothing is impossible with you. We thank you for that, Father, that you are in us, and that nothing is impossible for us.
Amen.
If we'll just believe you and walk with you.
Yes.
We thank you for that, Father. We ask you to bless our food, bless our fellowship today. May it be pleasing to your sight. Bless our government leaders, bless our pastors throughout the nation, Father, that they may speak the word of God boldly and plainly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to us and saving our souls. Amen.
Amen.
All right.